You remember, I don't know, was it? I'll just say recently, that we had a story about the PFC, the Pillow Fighting Championships.
Oh, yes.
Which we included
in which
video.
I declared that we'd probably put rocks in them. Yes,
yes,
I
exactly. Yeah, yeah, well, New right. Yorkers. Well, this one might be more right up your alley. I don't know if it's going to be brand new as far as what's going to catch on for the future of sports. Now, if I understand correctly, this is actually something that's been around for a couple of years now. In particular, there's references to where this apparently started was in Poland and Russia just a few years ago, but it's become bigger. And this past weekend, it became really big when at the Arnold, and I'm talking Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Arnold Sports Festival at the Greater Columbus Convention Center in Columbus, Ohio. It was the first ever for at least the promotion that was put together for these guys, and that the hope is going to be the future of, the Slap Fighting Championship.
Slap Fighting.
I beg your pardon.
Slap Fighting.
Open-handed combat?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking
about? Two competitors stand across a small table and hit each other alternately on the cheek with an open hand. A maximum of three rounds. The win is decided by a KO or judge's verdict. One of the persons involved in this with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who I guess Logan Paul is his name. He's a YouTube star and does boxing and pays attention to MMA because he thinks there could be perhaps crossover participation with MMA.
Of course.
He says, everyone's been slapping their brothers, sisters, and siblings and cousins since they were 3 years old. Anyone can do that. I think it's an easy way for MMA fighters, influencers, celebrities, and anyone who has this online beef to settle it instantly without having to train for 3 or 4 months. You just go and slap
the winner will be called the Terminator.
Yeah. The event this past weekend was streamed on one of the participants' YouTube channel as well as Facebook page. And it's again, this guy working with Arnold Schwarzenegger says that slap fighting championships are here to stay, and he plans to do more promotional work. There's video.
Oh, there is. Oh, I can't wait to see this.
And we have a link up on our Morning Team show page, in case you want to see this. I mean, this was a huge audience, and it was like an event where they had the stage, they had the promoters, they had the music and everything. And just to prove, by the way, it was not just for men. It's also for women. Here you go. Watch this. You have two women standing across the table. Just slapping each other silly. This whole video covers the event. Here's another participant.
The light heavyweight in the white.
Yeah, they have different divisions. You know, your light heavyweight division, your heavyweight championship.
Your big hand, your small hand.
Yeah. The crowd's getting into it here. Oh, that guy went down.
Yeah, he went down.
Yeah, that's
So this is what is meant by slapstick.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get to the championship for you, the heavyweight championship that took place.
I like that guy, though. He was trying to psych himself up to get hit, and he then crumbles.
It was really funny. Right. One guy, and I don't know if this is good or not, wearing a facial hair. I wonder if that would help you. One guy's wearing a beard, gets slapped, pulls out a comb, and combs away the slap by combing his beard. I mean, come on, talk about playing to the crowd. So here you go. This is the heavyweight.
I like that there's a huge crowd for this.
Oh, yeah.
Is this something that came from TikTok?
No. Okay. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger promoting.
Yes, this is you. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, again, this was from the Arnold Sports Festival at the Greater Columbus Convention Center in Columbus, Ohio. I mean,
well,
I can see
crowd.
That. If there are any people that need to be slapped, it's anyone
true.
In Columbus, Ohio.
That is true. Yeah. Jeez.
So here's how it sounds. This is your championship battle.
Woo.
Now here comes the winning blow.
Oh, there it is.
The guy with the beard going down.
Yeah.
There's a belt. Oh, there's a belt and everything.
Yep, there's a belt. The winner won on a TKO. Can you believe that?
Let's see if this is if you can bet on this.
Well, thank you. It's funny you mentioned that because I have this down as one of my questions. I would need you to go and see if on FanDuel, if maybe this can you go back in this weekend to see if there's any kind of.
I could try. Yeah, I'll do my best. Do some research on this.
Wait a minute here. I'm looking at YouTube. Here's one that says Slap Contest Heavyweight Knockouts Compilation from 2020 Russia.
Yeah. Again, this is where it
goes back to Russia?
Yeah. Poland and Russia is where apparently this became popularized. In fact, that's where some of the different slap fighting organizations got together and formed the World Slap Fighting Alliance, the WSFA.
I think there's a whole bunch of people would like to take Putin right now and slap him upside
head. Yeah, sure would. Well, you know, a closed fist.
He's always talked to himself about being a tough guy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, it's got to be an open fist, Dave, but I like your thought.
Yeah.
And I have not read up on the rules about, you know, what's allowed, what's not allowed. I mean, you know, it's got to be an open fist. Are you allowed to, you know, wind up from, you know, what?
Look like there were many rules other than it just has to be open-handed. So.
While you guys were yucking it up, I was kind of reserved on that until you brought up Putin, and then I suddenly got a different take on it.
Well, what the future is going to be, I don't know. But, as again, this promotion and participation from over the weekend, is as one guy says, he's hoping it's here to stay, and he hopes it catches on, and who knows. So as much as we enjoy the pillow fighting championship that we talked about.
I'd rather be in the pillow fighting championship.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was pretty violent, though.
Well, I understand,
but
still.
Yeah, okay.
Then some 300-pound guy taking open hand slap to my face. No, that's not a good way to spend my day.
You know, can we just go back to the good old-fashioned duel?
Yeah, there you go.
Two guys, 10 paces, taking shots at each other. And that almost seems tame by comparison now, doesn't it?